actually a research associate at the University of Tennessee. I work full-time in the variety testing program and kind of a part-time graduate student. Just as way of introduction, what we are studying, we want to investigate the contribution of two proposed drought tolerance mechanisms as they affect water use and yield in soybeans. One is leaflet orientation. This is how the leaflets respond to light during the day. Early in the morning, most soybean lines have a leaflet orientation that's fairly flat, fairly perpendicular to the sky. As the day warms up and you get sunlight on the leaves, we have some varieties that will orient their leaves strongly with the sunlight, and other varieties that remain relatively flat to the angle of the sun. These are the two members of the population, or the parents of the population that I'm going to talk about today, USG 5601T, which was developed at the University of Tennessee, and a plant introduction from Japan, 416-937. And you can see the differences in the leaflet orientation in the morning versus in the afternoon. The thought is, are some of our hypotheses. We knew from previous studies that leaflets that orient their leaves tend to have a lower leaflet temperature. This may lower the transpiration rate, we thought, and also the increased light penetration into the lower canopy might allow the plant to maintain a higher overall photosynthetic rate. Studies have been done that show that in soybean as well as other crops, and may increase overall yield. Now for root morphology, the parents of this population also differed in that. 5601T has a rooting morphology that I'm going to refer to as normal, as more of a normal taproot like you would expect to see in a dicot, whereas the plant introduction has what was originally referred to as fibrous, but now has the name prolific rooting has been adopted for that root morphology. Thought here, particularly in 416-937, researchers Dr. Carter, Burton, and Pantalone had researched this plant introduction fairly extensively. It's very slow wilting in drought situations, and perhaps the nature of its root allows it to exploit more soil area and take up more soil moisture. Also tends to have a higher nitrogen fixation rate, which is important for survival in drought situations. Materials and methods. In 2002, screened several perennial lines, made about a dozen crosses. In 2003, we looked at the crosses after they came back from winter nursery at the F2 populations, and really there was only one population that gave us the desired trait variation that we were looking for, and that's the 5601 by the 416-937. Had the contrasting traits of the leaflet orientation and the rooting morphology. From 2004 to 2006, we developed two, what I'm going to refer to as subpopulations. The first subpopulation A is composed of 53 F3 and F4 derived lines. They were selected for leaflet orientation segregation. These are near isogenic lines that we developed. And what I mean by that, we didn't do this by back crossing. Advanced the lines by single seed descent to the F3 and F4 generation, and then looked for F3 and F4 families that still had segregation within the row. Then took single plants out of that and did a huge screening of about 1,300 row lines to identify lines that traced back to a single F3 or F4 family that were noticeably different in leaflet orientation. We also have another set, subpopulation B, which I'll talk about, that is composed of 54 single seed descent lines. These are somewhat random lines. They were. We did make sure that when we selected this set, we had a good mixture of leaflet orientation types and root morphology phenotype. And we also, if anybody knows anything about 416-937, it's very shattering. It's got a lot of shattering with it. And populations tend to have a lot of shattering, since we were interested in getting yield and water use efficiency, we did try to avoid lines that had severe shattering. So we took yield, both single plant and plot yield, agronomic traits such as maturity, height, lodging, at four locations in Tennessee. Did the leaflet orientation. Now, the leaflet orientation is going to go from a scale of 1 to 5 in this study, 1 being plants that orient their leaves strongly with the sun, and 5 would be leaf plant types that are remain very flat throughout the day. We also looked at root morphology scores. We tried several different methods in the greenhouse and laboratory, but they really found that there was no substitute for just planting them out in the field in hill plots, coming through with an inverter blade, bringing up the entire root system, shaking off the roots, and then giving them a visual score from 1 to 5. And then on the root morphology, 1 would be a normal tap root, 5 would be a very fibrous type root or prolific. For the flow data, our transpiration, we used a Flow 32 system from Dynamax. This is a whole plant transpiration, a system that you put a collar which contains thermocouplers and a heating strip, and uses a heat flow balance program that measures the amount. Put this on the base of the plant and actually measures the amount of water in grams per hour throughout the day as the plants transpire. You get this kind of data here where you can graph through the course of the day when from nighttime to when the sun comes up, and can track the transpiration through the day. We also took plant leaf area, biomass, and did some limited photosynthesis work as time allowed. First results I'm going to talk about is the near isogenic lines, the subpopulation A. That this was 4 replications in Knoxville in 2006. The thing I want to show here, we had what I'm showing or displaying here is 10 sets, 20 lines. These are 10 sets of lines that are near isogenic for leaflet orientation. And the thing to notice is when you develop lines like this and a trait that's multigenic, the differences that we got aren't very large between the high and the low leaflet orientation. It's usually like 1 to 1.5 on our 1 to 5 scale. we used the observation, our observation once these were developed, as well as our phenotypic data, confirmed the similarity of each line, of each set of line in the isogenic pairs. Now, these lines are not isogenic for root morphology, but we were able to pull out 3 distinct classes within this set of 20 lines: normal or tap-rooted, intermediate, and the very prolific rooted lines. All the flow measurements were taken during seed fill from R4 to R6. This slide shows the differences between the higher leaflet and lower leaflet isogenic line. So this higher leaflet row here is all 10 of the isogenic line sets that had higher leaflet orientation, and these these are the lower. Higher leaflet orientation lines average across all the all 10 sets tended to have a higher transpiration rate than the lower leaflet orientation. So the ones that oriented their leaves tended to use more water. No significant difference in either the single plant yield or the plot yield for these lines. And so what tended to happen is the The lines that oriented their leaves tended to use more water per unit yield than the ones that remained flat during the day. For the root morphology effect, we separated them into three different classes: normal, intermediate, and prolific. We did find that the average dry weight or biomass accumulation was significantly higher for prolific rooted plants. This is supported by work by Pantalone et al. At North Carolina. We did find, and this was somewhat surprising to us, that the prolific rooted plants, the plants that had that large extensive root system, tended to have significantly lower transpiration overall. Again, we saw no differences in the average seed yield, and this resulted in a water use efficiency being better for the prolific rooted plants in that they used less water per unit yield. We also saw this trend in transpiration in an earlier grafting study where we grafted roots and scions of different leaflet orientation types and root phenotypes. Very quickly here, the results from the population lines, the subpopulation B, these are random lines just pulled out of the population 5601 by 416937. This was done in 2006, two reps per location over four locations throughout the state of Tennessee. And this is a correlation that we saw between leaflet orientation, root morphology, and yield. We did find a significant and negative correlation of yield with leaflet orientation. That is to say, the higher the leaflet orientation, if the leaflets oriented their leaves strongly with the sun, we tended to get higher yield. And the rooting morphology, the rooting was significantly and negatively correlated to yield. So the more prolific the root system, the more fibrous and prolific the root system, the lower the yield tended to be. This is similar to findings by Pantalone et al. In 1996, they found a negative correlation in a lead by 416937, but it was not found to be significant in that data set. So, conclusions, we found that the higher leaflet orientation, both in our grafting study and our population, our isogenic line study, tended to have higher transpiration rates, which lowered the overall water use efficiency. They tended to use more water per unit yield, but they also tended to have higher yields. What we think may be going on here is that the increased light penetration of sunlight that is allowed to penetrate the lower leaves when these plants orient their leaves may increase photosynthesis, but it also heats those lower leaves up. So the overall effect is you may increase overall photosynthesis, increase yield, but you're going to use more water. The prolific root morphology tended to increase biomass, but also lower transpiration rates and increased water use because of that decreasing the total transpiration rate. It's unclear at this point why, and that was somewhat surprising to us, that a root system that prolific and that would actually have a transpiration rate that was lower, both in the grafting experiments done previously that we're not showing here as well as these as these experiments. It's important to note though that the plants were not drought stressed until this past year, and we haven't analyzed that data yet. We had a very good drought year this year. Previously, in our 2005-2006 experiments, we had plentiful rainfall where these were conducted. So, in a drought stress situation, I would expect the PI to have the results may be different as far as transpiration. Having a lower transpiration rate as well as that ability to exploit more root soil area may be very key to why it's so slow wilting. We have further data and analysis planned to better elucidate the effects of these two traits on yields that we need to analyze and from this year as well as past years, combine those data sets. With that, I'll thank the members of my committee and the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Board who funded part of this project. And are there any questions?
Question? Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that just the nature of the roots themselves may be responsible for the lowering of the transpiration. Yeah, I've actually wondered if that wasn't the case, just because we do see both in the grafting and the population this kind of. These kind of marked differences, significant differences in the ability to transpire.